How's your first feeling of these Australian Open? Not just your performance, but the whole atmosphere here.
Masaya po ako na sumali ako ng Australian Open. Ito po yung pinakauna ko. So, medyo tight. Medyo ninenervous po ako. Pero, you know po, na kailangan ko pong gawin to. Kailangan ko masanay dito sa level na ganito. Kaya, malaking opportunity sa amin na makikita ko nagpa-practice si Roger Federer, si Djokovic, Wawrinka. So, parang na-overwhelm pa po ako. Pero, alam ko po na kaya kong manalo, kaya kong pumunta sa level nila. So, yeah.
Are you getting used to be close by all these big champions? Is that somehow distracting? Or you're already fully focused on your routine, on your habits, and you manage just to switch off and don't like chase for photos together, that sort of things?
It's a good thing po na I'm with the sa players like Wawrinka, Djokovic, the pros. Kinukuha ko yung mga good things, the way that they practice, everything. So, pero may sarili akong mga routine. I do my stuff and everything, but it's okay na nandun sila.
In terms of yourself, you come from a country which doesn't have a big tennis tradition. Tell us more about how did you get into tennis? What's your first tennis memory? When did you pick up a racket and why?
4 years old, my dad taught me how to play. But I was a fat guy. Mataba ako nung dati. So it's just exercise para pumayat, just to get thin. But after that, nag-focus ako sa tennis ng 12 years old na alam ng papa ko na I can do this, that I can play tennis internationally. So, siya yung gumagastos ng mga expenses ko dito sa Australia. Pero the Philippines helps me just a little bit.
What sort of efforts does it request from your family side and from yourself? What's your daily routine like? How many hours do you practice? How many hours do you spend in the gym? And how much tennis absorbs you mentally and physically?
I practice 3 to 4 hours at least, araw-araw. Fitness, we have konti lang facilities. Their lack of facilities in Philippines. So, yeah, I don't have fitness coach, but kaya naman kahit na ganun. So.
And what's the hardest part to be traveling on tour and so be constantly on the run?
Yung mag-isa ka lang sa tournament, mahirap yun. So, kailangan talagang maging malakas mentally. Should be strong. So, because you're always by yourself, so I think I'm used to it already. So it doesn't really bother me that much.
What's your relationship with Trey Tuiue?
He actually watched my match, so I was really pumped. So it's good. He's a nice guy, and nagpa-practice, naglalaro siya ng Davis Cup sa Pilipinas. So, inspired ako sa kanya, magaling siyang player. So, nung nanood siya sa labang ko, ginaganahan ako. So, yun, feeling ko, it's a big boost.
Did the IPTL helped growing the whole movement in the Philippines? And do you think that can bring more sponsors and more attention? And maybe you can benefit of that?
Hindi ko alam kasi sa Pilipinas, ang priority nila is basketball. Tennis, they don't even have Nike tennis there and everything, and it's just a small family of tennis in Philippines. So sana na tumulong sila, na mag-sponsor sila sa tennis, kasi marami ding mga may chance gumaling sa tennis, dahil unlike in basketball, you need to be like tall. In tennis, you can be like 6'1 and you're good.
what are the pros and the cons of coming from a country which doesn't have a strong tradition? Do you feel more or less pressure because there's obviously a lot of eyes on you from the tennis supporters, but at the same time, no one is expecting you to emulate Rafter or Philippoussis or Hewitt. And on the other hand, you already mentioned the facilities, but it also there must be pros and cons in that.
Nung umpisa, nape-pressure ako sa Pilipinas dahil ako lang ang player nila. Pero nung tumagal-tagal, nasanay na po ako. So, and actually, I train in US. Kasi the lack of facilities in Philippines and stuff like that. Mas maganda sa US kasi maraming players na makakalaro doon. At saka maraming mga facilities and stuff. A lot of players.
Idol growing up?
Not idol, but I like Federer the most.
And who do you sort of emulate while you're on the court? Which player do your style of play looks like?
I have my own style. I think I can build my own style, but yes. Yeah.
And in your wildest dream, when you're lifting one trophy, what trophy is that?
Wimbledon. Wimbledon ang gusto ko kasi bagay yun sa palo ko na flat. So sanay na ako dun.
Do you have the chance to caught up with the Filipino community here in Australia? And if so, what sort of relationship did you establish with them?
Ito ang first time ko sa Australia. So, wala akong kakilala sa Australia mga Filipino community. So, nagtatravel ako mag-isa. Nag-expect ako na may manonood sa akin na Filipino. Meron naman nanood kaninang umaga, konti lang, at saka ngayong hapon. Kaya masaya na rin ako kahit manood lang sila. Thank you so much.